I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the 3D. I'm already getting myself into fantasy football season. Welcome to another episode of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. As everybody knows, we are, as I talked about in previous episodes, it might have just been personal, but guys, we are getting ready to continue to schedule episodes, pre-record episodes, and we are getting back on our schedule of either bi-weekly podcasts or weekly podcasts. So that being said, before we start anything, guys, you guys go ahead and go follow the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast on Spotify. Go leave us a review. Go leave us a comment if you like it, if you don't like it, good or bad. We don't really care as long as you leave us a comment and you get us up there and out there in your algorithm so everybody that you know and everybody that you, or you could help us get into the algorithm of everybody else. And this is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify. Welcome to the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook at the title of the podcast, 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. Follow our page, follow our group, follow Gifted and Gorgeous, the page and the group as well on Facebook. Also follow Design Individually Gifted on Facebook, follow True on Facebook, follow DIG on Spotify for music coming soon. Guys, we got so much that we're working on. Go follow the Future American Leaders of Texas as we engaged in the Faltex voter project when it came to the 2024 election. What else do we got? We got God is Fixing Things Every Day and the Gifted group on Facebook as well. God is Fixing Things Every Day is the page. Gifted is the group page. But today, guys, we are going to be talking about the top 10 athletes, the top 10 biggest athletes per state. And we will be talking about Texas, Miami, LA, and Philadelphia. But before we get started, and as we get started, I just want to say happy birthday to my mom, a special day, a special lady, a special woman. I love you. I love you with all of my heart. And thank you for everything you've ever done for me. Thank you for everything you've ever done for our family, etc. I just want to wish and shout out to my mom. Shout out to Gina. Everybody go put happy birthday Gina in the comments, whether you find this on Facebook, whether you find this on Spotify, wherever it is that you run across it. March 7th, one of the most beautiful ladies in the world was born, and we appreciate her till this day. So that being said, thank you, Mom. Thank you, everybody that's listening. Thank you, everybody that's tuning in once again. The 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, top 10 athletes per state. We got Texas to talk about, guys. As I said, we got Miami, we got LA, and we got Philadelphia. So the rank of how we are going to talk about these, we are going to talk about Philadelphia first. Of course, they have the reigning defending NFL Super Bowl champions. We're going to talk about Miami second. We're going to talk LA third, and then we are going to talk, of course, where we are from, Texas, last but not least. So that being said, getting into the top 10 biggest athletes in Philadelphia, we got 10 that we are going to talk about, guys. Obviously, I just said that, but welcome back to the show, and welcome back everybody who is here and who is continuing to listen. We really appreciate it. I love recording podcasts, you know what I mean? I love giving you guys content, I love to talk, and of course, as everybody knows, it gets me prepared and it gets me ready for the real deal when it comes to where we are creating revenue, establishing revenue, and that is the 3DFFL. Guys, if you like fantasy football, if you want to play fantasy football, if you want to play in the newest and most exciting fantasy football league on Spotify, Make sure to join the 3D FFL page on Facebook. Join the 3D Signs and Sports podcast on Facebook, and we will get you in. We got leagues that will be ranging from $25. We got leagues that will be ranging, you know, $50. These are the buy-ins, by the way. We got a $100 league that will be talked about on the podcast. We got a $250 league that we are opening brand new this year. And that the difference between the leagues, we can explain them to you. The $25 league, you will get access to the, obviously, your buy-in to the league to play. And then you get access to the Facebook group chats, where the community group chat with everybody who's played in the 3DFFL and stayed in the community group chat. Probably got about 25, 30 people in there, you know, give or take people who have left. The $50 group chat, we got people who, you get your buy-in to the league, you get access to the Facebook group chat, and you also get access to the 3DFFL, the 3D Signs and Sports Podcast Discord server. In the $100 league, you get all the above. You get your league buy-in, you get access to the Facebook group chats, you get access to the Discord for the 3D Signs and Sports Podcast, the 3DFFL, and you also get a spot where your league, the $100 league, is being talked about on the podcast for 17 weeks out of the season for the fantasy football season. You also get the opportunity to jump on the podcast and talk about your team, talk some friendly trash talk, you know, to the opposing players, and just talk fantasy football with yours truly, DIG, the D to the 3D Signs and Sports Podcast. And then, of course, the new one that we are going to be introducing this year, the $250 tier, will have all the above. It'll be your buy-in for $250. It'll be access to the Facebook group chats. It'll be access to the Discord, the 3D Signs and Sports Podcast Discord. You will have access to your league being talked about on the show. You'll have access to the show if you want to get on, you know, at any point during the year for 17 weeks. And then your name will also be thrown into a giveaway where we will be giving away 3D Signs and Sports Podcast prizes throughout the year. So that being said, guys, if you're interested, if you like fantasy football, if you love fantasy football, if you're looking for a fantasy football league that is that you can rely on, that will be there for you, the 3DFFL is the place for you. Okay, so that being said, enough promo, right? But like I said, the 3DFFL, can't wait. I can't wait to get into it. I can't wait to, you know, do that again. Last year, we had a really, really successful turnout. For the first time, we broke into the green as far as revenue. Everybody got their payouts for 3 years straight. We have established and paid out payout structures. We are hammering it down to be even more official. We got the format set, and yeah, I just think everybody will have a good time. And like I said, you don't get removed from the group chats. You don't get removed from the Discord until you yourself decide that you no longer want to participate, or if you want to take yourself out. So it is a league that is year to year. It is one of the most reliable fantasy football leagues probably out there today. And at the same time, it is probably one of the most affordable fantasy football leagues as well. So get yourself in there. Guys, come and have a good time with us. Come enjoy. And that'll be fun. We also are considering, we had a few people ask about it. We are also considering doing a dynasty league, a dynasty 3DFFL dynasty league as well. And that one, we haven't necessarily hammered out all of the details for it, but you know, we will as we continue to get closer to May and June. And if you don't know, guys, we start recruiting in May. We go into June, July, August, so you got plenty of time to join. You have plenty of time to get your money together. You have plenty of time to, you know, consider it. So come and join the 3DFFL. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be an even better time. And every single year, we have taken steps forward and not backwards. And we're continuing to grow. We're continuing to expand. We're continuing to build a solid community. And also, guys, if you're interested in Madden tournaments, Madden franchise tournaments, NCAA dynasty tournaments, we are also getting ready to establish that in the 3DFFL, the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast Discord server as well. So a lot of things going on, a lot of fun happening in the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast world. Make sure that you establish yourself a spot. Make sure you get yourself a spot and make sure you don't miss out, because once these spots are paid and once we are off into the season, you know, we are there and we're going, and we obviously, you can't get a spot once the season kicks off. One thing I will say though, if you want to get into the Discord server but you don't want to play for the 3DFFL, there is a way that you could get in. As I talked about, the $25 buy-in gets you access to your league, and it gets you access to the Facebook group chats. The $50 buy-in gets you access to the league, gets you access to the Facebook group chats, and gets you access to the 3DFFL Discord. So what's the difference between the $50 and the $25? It's $25 if you want to get into the Discord just flat-faced on its surface without jumping into the Fantasy Football League and being a part of that. Guys, it is $25 flat fee, and we will be taking that to the Signs and Sports Podcast. Just go ahead and put a note in there that says 3DFFL Discord, and we will get you added, and we'll contact you, and we'll get you set up, and we'll get you put into there. We got about 35 plus people in the Discord this year, and we've only had it up and running for about a year and a half. Year one, we didn't really put a lot of effort into it. Year two, we got an influx of people. So, fastest growing podcast on Spotify. Also, the fastest growing Discord server on, from a Spotify show as well. So get yourself into the community, come have fun, and we will get going. But like I said, guys, this episode, we will be talking about the top 10 athletes per state, starting with Philadelphia, talking about Miami second, talking about LA third. And then, of course, everything is bigger in Texas. We will be finishing it off with the top 10 biggest athletes from Texas. So starting with Philadelphia. Oh, my God. I always have to do this whenever we talk about Philly, man. But shout out to the Philadelphia Eagles. Man, I hate doing this. Everybody knows my absolute disdain for the Philadelphia Eagles. I loathe them in a rivalry sense, in a football sense. Shout out to all the good human beings on the team. But shout out to the Philadelphia Eagles. Shout out to them. Congratulations, I should say, to them winning their second Super Bowl, at least in my lifetime. Not very happy about it. The Cowboys need to get their ish together and let's get back on it, back to our winning ways. Jerry Jones, don't fail me, man. I love you. I'm a big fan. I'm a huge fan. I've taken a lot of inspiration from your business tactics. I need you to get back and get you one, man. I need you to get back and get you one. So that being said, enough of the hoopla, enough of the talking. Even though I love to talk, Philadelphia, we got the top 10 biggest athletes per state, and we are talking about Philadelphia first. Number 10 on the list, guys, for Philadelphia, we got Trey Turner. As everybody may or may not know, Trey Turner plays in the MLB, and he plays, let me pull up my graphic because I took it off of my screen. Okay. Everybody knows Trey Turner plays for the MLB. You may or may not know. He plays for the Philadelphia Phillies. Number 9 on that list, guys, is Paul George. Plays for the Philadelphia 76ers. Number 8 on this list is Jalen Carter. Plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. He was a rookie last year. Shout out to the Philadelphia Eagles. They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people on this list. The Philadelphia Eagles absolutely run Philly. So, Jalen Carter, number 8. At number 7, we got Devonta Smith. Also plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. We got Tyrese Maxey at number 6. I'm sorry, did I say Devonta Smith? Okay, let me bring it back. Okay, Trey Turner, number 10, plays for the Philadelphia Phillies. Paul George, number 9, plays for the Philadelphia 76ers. Jalen Carter, number 8, plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. Also playing for the Philadelphia Eagles at number 7, we got Devonta Smith. Playing for the Philadelphia 76ers, we got Tyrese Maxey at number 6. Number 5, biggest athletes in Philadelphia, we got A.J. Brown, also playing for the Philadelphia Eagles. As I said, a lot of Philadelphia Eagles playing, making the top 10 list for the biggest athletes in Philadelphia. This is per Fox Sports. I found this graphic, these graphics on NFL on Fox. That is on Instagram. Everybody feel free to go and give them a follow. That is NFL on Fox on Instagram. Number 5, we got A.J. Brown, as I said, Philadelphia Eagles. Number 4, we got Joel Embiid playing for the Philadelphia 76ers. Me personally, think this dude should be higher. Think he should be number 1, if anything. But again, Philadelphia Eagles absolutely run Philly. Number 3, we got Bryce Harper for the Philadelphia Phillies, one of my absolute favorite athletes of all time. Shout out to Bryce Harper. Number 2 and number 1, both Philadelphia Eagles. We got the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts. And we got Saquon Barkley, of course, with an absolute historic season this year at number 1 for the Philadelphia Eagles as well. So that is Saquon Barkley, number 1. Jalen Hurts, number 2. Bryce Harper, number 3. Joel Embiid, number 4. A.J. Brown, number 5. Tyrese Maxey, number 6. Devonta Smith, number 7. Jalen Carter, number 8. Paul George, number 9. And we got Trey Turner at number 10 for the Philadelphia Phillies as well. So the next state that we're going to talk about that we said we would talk about, we are going to talk about Miami. Miami, we got a lot of, we got some big players, some big athletes in Miami. I'm not 100% sure. At number 10, guys, we got Luis Suarez. I'm not sure who he plays for. He's an MLS superstar. He plays soccer. I'm not sure what the Miami team's name is. I don't cover soccer. I don't watch soccer unless it's the USA soccer team. But Luis Suarez, number 10. We got number 9, Devin Achane, playing for the Miami Dolphins. We got number 8, Jaylen Waddle, also playing for the Miami Dolphins. At number 7, we got a college football star making the top 10 biggest athletes currently playing in Miami. We got Carson Beck, the recent transfer from Georgia to Miami, the University of Miami Hurricanes. Number 6, one of my favorite athletes from Miami, we got Matthew Tkachuk. As everybody knows, in the Four Nations face-off, Matthew Tkachuk really made himself a United States sweetheart, a United States hero. Shout out to Canada. They ended up taking the whole thing, but you know, it is what it is. Matthew Tkachuk, Brady Tkachuk ended up making themselves at least household names in my household. So shout out to Matthew Tkachuk. I don't know exactly who he plays for, so I'm not even going to try to guess what that logo or that mascot is. In the top 5, guys, we got Bam Adebayo playing for the Miami Heat. We got Tua Tagovailoa playing for the Miami Dolphins at number 4. At number 3, we got Tyreek Hill. We got Cheetah also playing for the Miami Dolphins. We got Tyler Hero, which is actually surprising in my opinion. Don't want to give too many opinions. As you know, we like to stick to the graphics and tell you what's on the graphics and you guys make what you will. But Tyler Hero, number 2, don't really watch too much basketball, but Tyreek Hill not being number 2 is a little surprising. But I guess Tyreek Hill is a little bit older, whereas Tyler Hero is or might be just entering his prime. And then the number one biggest athlete currently playing in Miami is Lionel Messi. One of the biggest athletes in the entire world, much less playing in Miami. So shout out to Lionel Messi. Again, guys, we got number one, Lionel Messi. Number two, Tyler Hero. Number three, Tyreek Hill. Number four, Tua Tagovailoa. Why do I keep saying Tua? Sorry, guys. Number four, Tua Tagovailoa. Number five, Bam Adebayo. Number six, Matthew Tkachuk. Number seven, Carson Beck. Number eight, Jaylen Waddle. Number nine, Devin Achan. And number 10, Luis Suarez. So that was the top 10 biggest athletes currently playing in Miami per Fox Sports. This is an interesting episode. I've never done anything like this, but I love top 10 episodes, guys. As you know, that is one of our go-tos. I love top 10 episodes. It's always fun. It's always great to run through the top 10 of anything, you know, and we got a lot more top 10 episodes coming for you guys over the next few weeks as well. So this is NFL on Fox on Instagram. This is per Fox Sports. So shout out to Fox Sports. That was Miami. Let's go back and run through Philly real quick and Miami before we move on to LA. Philadelphia, we had Saquon Barkley number one, Jalen Hurts number two, Bryce Harper number three, Joel Embiid number four, AJ Brown number five, Tyrese Maxey number six, Devonta Smith number seven, Jalen Carter number eight, Paul George number nine, and Trey Turner number 10. In Miami, the biggest athletes currently playing there are Lionel Messi, Tyler Hero, Tyreek Hill, Tua Tagovailoa at number four, Bam Adebayo at number five, Matthew Tkachuk number six, Carson Beck number seven, Jaylen Waddle number eight, Devin Achan number nine, and Luis Suarez at number 10. So that is Philadelphia's top 10 biggest athletes currently playing in Philadelphia, and that's Miami's top 10 biggest athletes currently playing in Miami as well. The third state that we are going to talk about, Miami's not a state, but Texas is. LA's not a state, but Texas is. Philly's not a state, but Texas is. So I don't understand how they really did that. One's Miami, one's Philly, one's LA, one's Texas. So I don't know if the Texas one is supposed... No, it's not. It's not Dallas. So we will talk about that once we get there. But the top 10 biggest athletes playing in Miami. This is also in LA. This is an interesting one too. A lot of big names, a lot of big players to talk about. Let me find it on my... Okay. Number 10 for LA. The top 10 biggest athletes currently playing in LA. We got James Harden for the LA Clippers. Number 9, we got Puka Nacua for the Los Angeles Rams. Number 8, we got Freddie Freeman for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Number 7, we got Justin Herbert for the Los Angeles Chargers. Number 6, we got Matthew Stafford for the Los Angeles Rams. Number 5, we got Mookie Betts for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Number 4, we got Mike Trout making an appearance for the Los Angeles Angels. Number 3, we got Luka Doncic for the Los Angeles Lakers. Number 2, we got LeBron James for the Los Angeles Lakers. And over dethroning the king, LeBron James, for the number one biggest athlete currently playing in LA, we got Shohei Ohtani for the Los Angeles Dodgers. The biggest athletes currently playing in Los Angeles, top 10 per Fox Sports on NFL on Fox on Instagram. We got Shohei Ohtani number one, LeBron James number two, Luka Doncic number three, Mike Trout number four, Mookie Betts number five, Matthew Stafford number six, Justin Herbert number seven, Freddie Freeman number eight, Puka Nacua number nine, and James Harden number 10. it's a lot of big names, guys. A lot of big names, a lot of big players, a lot of big athletes. Shout out to LA, if I'm not mistaken, they might have the most star-studded names on the top 10 lists so far. Maybe that's the LA market, maybe it's not, maybe it's a talent completely, whatever the case may be. LA is currently leading with some of the biggest star power in their top 10. The last and final state that we are going to talk about, the only state on the list, everything else was a... Wait, I'm confused. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a little confused. Don't listen to me when it comes to geography, because I'm not doing anybody any favors. I'm not doing myself any favors either. I believe these are cities. Miami's a city. LA's a city. Philadelphia's a city. Texas is a state. So I could have sworn we had New York on here as well. I thought I had a graphic for New York, but it turns out I don't. So I'll go ahead and just cross New York out of there. But the top 10 players playing for Texas, guys, as you guys know, these are shorter episodes than what the 3DFFL episodes would be, what the Mia Made It episodes would be. These episodes are more, you know, a lot quicker. They're anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes. And, you know, for the most part, it's just content to get out to you guys when you guys are working, when you guys are chilling, whenever you guys are just, you know, looking for something to listen to. And if you're fans of the podcast, then, you know, what does it hurt to give you guys more content? The top 10 for Texas, last and not least. Number 10 on the list, already a giant name, guys. You know, ultimately in about 2-3 years, will probably be number 1 on this list, if not top 3. We got Arch Manning playing for the Texas Longhorns, about to make his first start as the starting quarterback, his first year as a starting quarterback, his debut as a starting quarterback. We got Arch Manning for the Texas Longhorns at number 10 for the top 10 biggest athletes in Texas. At number 9, we got Yordan Alvarez, a little more proven, not as big a name. In Houston, he is. In Texas, he is. But Arch Manning has that name. That Manning name is just, you know, huge. I'm surprised that he is number 10. But again, in a couple years, in a year, in 2 years, 3 years, whatever the case may be, could be top 2, could be number 1, could be top 3. Yordan Alvarez plays for the Houston Texans. He comes in at number 9. Number 8, we have Anthony Davis, recently traded to the Dallas Mavericks. Number 7, we got Kyrie Irving, also playing for the Dallas Mavericks. At number 6, and kind of surprising, we got CeeDee Lamb for the Dallas Cowboys. A little surprised, don't get me wrong, there are players in the top 5 that absolutely deserve it, but in my opinion, I feel like there's one that should have been at number 6, whereas CD should have been 5, and number 5 should have been number 4. And we'll talk about that. CD Lamb, number 6 for the Dallas Cowboys. Number 5, we got Jose Altuve, as everybody knows, Houston hero, Houston legend. Number 4, guys, we got CJ Stroud for the Houston Texans. Don't get me wrong. I understand. I get it. 100%. Shout out to CJ Stroud. Love the guy as a quarterback. Love the guy as an athlete. Love the guy as a human. But in my opinion, number 4 could have been switched with 6. Number 6 could have been switched with 5. And number 5 could have been switched with 4. Making it number 6, CJ Stroud. Number 5, CeeDee Lamb. And number 4, Jose Altuve. But I don't make the list. Shout out to Fox Sports. These are the top 10 biggest athletes in Texas. Number 3 and the top 3. We got, of course, none other than Micah Parsons for the Dallas Cowboys. We got number 2, Victor Wembanyama, which I'm surprised he's not number 1. But again, I don't make the list. I understand he's still young. Similar to Arch Manning, give him a couple years, 2-3 years. And I think he'll be competing with Arch Manning for the biggest athlete in the state of Texas. Victor Wembanyama, number two. And then, of course, guys, number one, none other than Dakota Rain Prescott for the Dallas Cowboys, the absolute biggest athlete in Texas at the moment, per Fox Sports, per NFL on Fox on Instagram. The top 10 biggest athletes in Texas, guys, at number one, we got Dak Prescott. Number two, we got Victor Wembanyama. Number three, we got Micah Parsons. Number four, we got CJ Stroud. Number five, we got Jose Altuve. Number six, we got CeeDee Lamb. And if y'all want to run it back real quick and do it how I would have done it. And number four, we got Jose Altuve. Number five, we got CeeDee Lamb. Number six, we got CJ Stroud. Number seven, we got Kyrie Irving. Number eight, we got Anthony Davis. Number nine, we got Yordan Alvarez. And number 10, of course, Mr. Future of Texas. We got the Texas Longhorns quarterback going into the 2025 season, Arch Manning. So, guys, that has been the top 10 athletes per state or city when it comes to Texas, when it comes to Miami, when it comes to LA, and when it comes to Philadelphia. I really wish New York would have been on here, but they're not. So, you know, oh, sorry, guys. But they're not, so there's not really anything I can do about it. Let's run through the top 10 biggest athletes per state or city. In Philadelphia, we got Saquon Barkley, number one. We got Jalen Hurts, number two. We got Bryce Harper, number three. We got Joel Embiid, number four. We got A.J. Brown, number five. We got Tyrese Maxey, number six. We got Devonta Smith, number seven. We got Jalen Carter, number eight. We got Paul George, number nine. And we got Trey Turner, number 10. The next city, we got Miami. We got Lionel Messi, number one. We got Tyler Hero, number two. We got Tyreek Hill, number three. Tua Tagovailoa, number four. Bam Adebayo, number five. Matthew Tkachuk, number six. Carson Beck, number seven. Jalen Waddle, number eight. Devin Achane, number nine. And Luis Suarez, number 10. Moving into LA, we got Shohei Ohtani, number one. We got LeBron James, number two. We got Luka Doncic at number three. We got Mike Trout, number four. Mookie Betts at number five. Matthew Stafford, number six. Justin Herbert, number seven. Freddie Freeman at number eight. Puka Nacua at number nine. And we got James Harden at number 10. And moving into last but certainly not the least, everything's bigger in Texas, so they had to expand it to the entire state. We got Texas, number one, Rain Dakota Prescott. We got number two, Victor Wembanyama. We got number three, Micah Parsons. Number four, CJ Stroud. Number five, Jose Altuve. Number six, CeeDee Lamb. Number seven, Kyrie Irving. Number eight, Anthony Davis. Number nine, Yordan Alvarez. And number 10, Arch Manning. So before we start closing this out and before we start logging off of this episode, guys, I want to pick my favorite athlete from this list for each city and or state. For Philadelphia, as we talked about already, favorite athlete, Bryce Harper. One of my favorite athletes of all time. In Miami, we got Lionel Messi, Tyler Hero, Tyreek Hill, Tua Tagovailoa, Bam Adebayo, Matthew Tkachuk, Carson Beck, Jalen Waddle, Devin Achane, and Luis Suarez. I'm going to go here with Matthew Tkachuk for my favorite athlete from Miami. In LA, guys, we got Shohei Ohtani, LeBron James, Luka Doncic, Mike Trout, Mookie Betts, Matt Stafford, Justin Herbert, Freddie Freeman, Puka Nacua, and James Harden. This one's a little more difficult because I'm looking at names like Luka. I'm looking at names like, I mean, Mookie Betts is a stud, man. All of these players are studs. A lot of big names. Matthew Stafford, one of my favorite quarterbacks ever. Justin Herbert, one of my favorite young quarterbacks going into the future. So I'm going to be looking at Luka Doncic, Mookie Betts, Matt Stafford, Justin Herbert, but I will go ahead and cross out Mookie Betts because, you know, as much as I like him, the talent don't really follow him like that as compared to somebody like Luka, Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert. Everybody knows LeBron James is, you know, one of the best basketball players in history. I love underdogs, man. Matt Stafford has always been, you know, one of my favorite quarterbacks, so I'm going to go with Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford, favorite athlete out of LA so far and going into this year. And then, of course, Texas, we got Dak Prescott, Victor Wembanyama, Micah Parsons, CJ Stroud, Jose Altuve, CD Lamb, Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, Jordan Alvarez, and Arch Manning. Here, we're looking at Dak Prescott, you know, Victor Wembanyama, Micah Parsons, Jose Altuve, CD Lamb, Kyrie Irving, and Arch Manning. Those are the players I'm going to be trying to pick from. And this one's difficult because love Dak Prescott. Victor Wembanyama, one of the most freakish athletes I've ever seen play on an NBA court. Micah Parsons, you know, kind of a savior of, not a savior, but, you know, one of the most freakish athletes I think the Cowboys have ever drafted on defense. But that being said, Micah only being a defensive player and only impacting the defensive side of the ball, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, scratch him out of there because defensive end, middle linebackers can only impact the game so much, you know, as compared to a quarterback. You could kind of say the same thing about CD, but CD is one of my favorite players in the NFL right now, if not my favorite player. Arch Manning, I think too young, hasn't taken a legit starting snap for the Texas Longhorns like in a complete season, so can't really get myself to go there. Kyrie Irving, love Kyrie Irving, some of the best handles, one of the most creative basketball players I've seen on the court. But here in Texas, it is truly and really between. So love Jose Altuve as well. He's Dustin Pedroia-esque when it comes to, you know, that underdog, as I talked about, love underdogs. But CD Lamb, Kyrie Irving, Dak Prescott, the Manning, and Arch Manning. But again, I'm not going to go with Arch. He's too young. Maybe next year. I'm looking at CD Lamb, Dak Prescott, Kyrie Irving. Not a crazy big fan of the NBA right now, so I'm going to go ahead and scratch Kyrie Irving off of there. We're looking at Dak Prescott and CD Lamb. Who is my favorite player? Who is my favorite athlete in Texas? Is it Dak Prescott? Is it CeeDee Lamb? This one's tough for me, guys. You know, Dak Prescott kind of had the whole contract thing where it was kind of up in the air. Does he deserve what he's asking for? He's not really willing to play ball with the organization. And I can understand it from a business standpoint, from an individual standpoint. But at the end of the day, the NFL is not an individual sport. You know what I mean? It's not even a sport like the NBA where there's only five people and only one player can take over the team and make that big of an impact. Quarterback, arguably one of the most impactful positions in all of sports, period. That being said, I mean, you know, Dak Prescott does make his mark on the team, does make his mark on the sport. But there's just something about CeeDee Lamb, man. Ever since the Cowboys drafted him, CeeDee's been my guy, number 88. I've always referred to him as our Odell Beckham Jr. Everybody knows I'm a big fan of Odell. I was a big fan of Odell. The flashy wide receiver, the diva wide receiver, productive, talented, has all the tools that he needs to become an absolute superstar in the league. Dak Prescott, that's a very hard pass, guys. If he wouldn't have had that contract situation where he wasn't willing to play ball, he absolutely and 100% would have been my pick. But because he did and CD didn't necessarily have as big of a contract issue, Hey, but shout out to both of them because both of them have officially restructured their contract and freed up a whole lot of money for the Dallas Cowboys going into free agency. I'm officially going to go with CeeDee Lamb. So my favorite athlete out of Philadelphia is Bryce Harper. My favorite athlete out of Miami is Matthew Tkachuk. My favorite athlete in LA is Matthew Stafford. And my favorite athlete in Texas is CeeDee Lamb. So that is and that was the top 10 athletes per state and or city for the three per Fox Sports, per NFL on Fox on Instagram. Guys, this was the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, and this was another episode. As I said, the production of episodes of content is about to start to take a major and significant uptick. We are looking to either produce an episode every other week or weekly. It just depends on, you know, how many graphics NFL on Fox offers us, how many graphics NFL offers us, how many top 10 episodes they are. But I know there's a lot of stuff that we can talk about heading into the NFL season. There's a lot of athletes doing a lot of things, and there are so many top 10 graphics that we can talk about throughout the season, throughout the offseason, heading into the draft. We got the draft coming. We got free agency coming. You know, we still haven't talked about the Super Bowl. So a lot of things that we could talk about, you know, and as I said, it'll all be coming bi-weekly, weekly, whatever the case may be. We still got the Mia Made It series. We're going to be covering the top 10 WWE female wrestlers of all time. We got a Mia Made It, a mock draft with Mia Made It that we're going to do. One of us representing Raw, one of us representing SmackDown. We're going to mock draft a 12-round mock. And, you know, we got the WrestleMania podcast coming up as well, you know. And then eventually we got the 3DFFL coming up in September. That'll be 17 straight weeks of content. Guys, this thing is not stopping. We are going forward. And if you like the content, if you appreciate the content, if you don't want the content to stop, you can always make donations at Signs and Sports Podcast. Help us out. Show your appreciation, whatever the case may be. SAENZINSPORTS Podcast. That is the official Cash App for the Signs and Sports Podcast. If you have any questions, guys, go ahead and leave us a comment on either Spotify after you leave your review, on Facebook, on either the page or the group. Or if you want to reach out to us directly, guys, we have our official email for the podcast, for the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. That is signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com. You guys can leave us a question. And if you want your comments, question, whatever the case may be, read out loud on the show, feel free to send us an email at signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com. But until then, guys, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you for sticking around. We appreciate you for, you know, being a fan of the podcast. And we hope that you stick around for the many, many, many endeavors that we have coming up soon. Follow us at DIG on Spotify. Follow us at 3&D Signs and Sports, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast on Spotify. Follow us on Facebook. Follow Gifted and Gorgeous, Future American Leaders of Texas, Mia Made It. And also a huge congratulations to Mia Made It. She will be getting her own podcast channel on Spotify after she has officially cleared 30 episodes. So, you know, for being 14 years old, 30 episodes on Spotify, pretty impressive. So shout out to my little sister, Mia. Shout out to the youngest podcast prodigy in Foul Texas history. And guys, thank you for tuning in to another one. And we will catch you on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J. Villain Vision Music, A2J. Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out The Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at RyeLow361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from The Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of The Realest Underground Entertainment, The Realest Underground Entertainment, The Realest Underground Entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the Heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the Heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the Heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need, the one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the Heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat, on YouTube at Chach with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment.